David Fiorillo was born in Calabria, Italy, to Salvatore and Elisa Fiorillo. His father was a beekeeper, while his mother was a seamstress. Elisa gave birth to their first child and named him Antonio. In 2012, Elisa is pregnant again, this time with a girl. Well, that's what they think. The month of October arrives when Elisa is supposed to give birth, but when she does, the couple is shocked by the fact that their child turns out to be a boy. They called him David, but little did they know that the word David in Hebrew means beloved of God. But who could have imagined, in that anonymous hospital room, that very child among many would turn out to be a predestined messenger of God's love. On October the 7th, 2012, the feast of the Madonna del Rosario, David Fiorillo was born. He was baptized in the parish of St. Michael the Archangel on the 6th of January 2014, the feast of the Epiphany. Like every child, David too, from an early age, was a lively and energetic child. He was a true lover of meals and of family life, in particular lunches and dinners together. He loved his Legos and also enjoyed watching movies on the couch: Coco, Beauty and the Beast, Rapunzel, and Walt Disney's Avengers were some of his favorites. David was in his first year of kindergarten, where he began to show tiredness. Some days he becomes stubborn and refuses to go to daycare. During the summer, the Fiorillo family went on holiday with some relatives. There was a joyful day for everyone, except David, who no longer seems like his usual self. He began eating less, he turns pale, and during a party evening at the Luna Park, he suddenly feels sick. The situation begins to worry his parents so much so that, as soon as the family returns home, David is taken to the pediatrician, who tells the family that the problem was nothing too serious. His mother, on the other hand, was convinced that David had something wrong with him. One day, the family was invited to a wedding, and right during the wedding party, David showed serious symptoms of an illness. The family immediately returned home, but one evening, David was very ill and couldn't breathe. The little boys rushed away to hospital, first to the emergency room in Vibo Valentia. Then he was transferred to Catanzaro, and then by helicopter rescue to Bambino Gesù Hospital in Rome. On the 26th of September 2017, David was diagnosed with T-type acute lymphoblastic leukemia with a mass mediastinal. The first month was devastating for everyone, as David gets worse day by day. Elisa and Salvatore became more and more scared, and despite doing everything they can to give serenity and optimism to their son, deep down in their hearts, they feel in total darkness. The cross begins. From time to time, there are moments when David literally loses control. The child begins to show pain and anger, even to the point of kicking, punching, and biting anyone who tries to get close to him. Even the doctors and nurses try to do everything in their power to alleviate the pain that oppresses the child. Discomfort and fear attack the two young parents, who now feel completely helpless. David spends his days lying in bed. He is full of pain. He was angry at everyone. And when he doesn't cry, he only plays video games on his tablet, which had now become his best friend. But one day, something changes. David met a little girl named Neria. She was also 5 years old, and like David, she was being treated at the hospital for leukemia. A wonderful friendship blossoms between the two of them, and David goes from loneliness to spending his days in joy and laughter with his new friend. But the pain for that too great trial always remains unacceptable. Yet, it is precisely in this darkness, exactly at the lowest point of the human condition, that something truly extraordinary happens. On March the 19th, 2021, David and his mom Elisa are in the hospital room. The day before, doctors had announced that there were no longer any treatments capable of combating the child's illness, which had now arrived at a terminal stage. David is about to die. His mom at this point starts to lose faith in prayer and starts to take her anger out on God. David's mom has no idea what to do to console her little one, but suddenly, she thinks of talking to him about the angels. She tells him that we human beings are not alone, but that each of us has a guardian angel. And for the first time, invites her little son to pray to his angel for help and comfort. She herself is amazed by those words that came out of her mouth, but nothing compared to the amazement she feels when she hears David responds casually, "But when I sleep, for now, I see three, and if you close your eyes, you can see them." The child first begins to talk about these angelic presences who are always at his side, and does so with great ease, as if it were a completely normal thing for him. He says that sometimes they sit on his bed, smile at him, keep him company, and makes him feel good. He describes them as transparent beings made of ice, moving on a cloud. He tells his father Salvatore that there are three of them, one on the right and one on the left of the arms, while the third is above his head and is the craziest of all and makes him laugh so much. His parents were shocked. Where does all this information come from? His parents, Elisa and Salvatore, could not find an explanation. In the 8 years of his life, there was very few times in which David entered a church, and David has never studied catechism and does not even know the most simple prayers. Yet, everything that the child says are constantly confirmed by small or large signals that allow the parents to believe them totally. His parents are shocked. Where does all this information come from? His mother Elisa then takes out a phone and starts looking for something about angels. Suddenly, David turns towards his mother's screen, and without even scrolling through the images, quickly clicks on a precise one and says, "Here, these are the little angels, and this is the Madonnina." The child explains that the Madonna in the photo is exactly as he saw her, and that he cannot yet speak to the Madonna, but the little angels showed her to him, telling him that they are waiting for him because they want to get to know him closely. It thus turns out that on a remote hermitage in the Apulian countryside, there is a sanctuary dedicated to a miraculous Madonna, which corresponds exactly to the Madonna indicated by David in the image. Elisa and Salvatore's amazement was great when, after a 5-hour journey by car, they crossed the door of the sanctuary of the Agustinians in Cassano delle Mergi, where they saw in front of them a large statue of the Virgin Mary, all illuminated and surrounded by angels, the title given to Our Lady, Santa Maria degli Angeli. David, on the other hand, is ecstatic, totally fascinated by the beautiful statue of the Madonna, who he sees before his eyes. Then he begins to pray with his parents and the local priest. At the end of that very intense moment of prayer, David says that Our Lady is happy and close to him, and that she is present with them and listening to them. Then he leaves some yellow roses at the foot of the statue and confirms that she is indeed the Madonna who comes and will come to visit him. As time goes by, his parents notice a change in the child. From a child who was often stubborn and capricious, he becomes a docile, peaceful child who spreads joy. Before, it seemed that he could no longer bear his dramatic condition. Now he is a child at peace, who gives strength, courage, and hope to those around him. He doesn't do it with big words, but with small, very simple daily gestures. The boy is changed. He now became a little angel himself. His mother Elisa notices the sudden change in her son's behavior. She even wonders if David belonged on this earth, or mysteriously already has a home in heaven. Thus, shortly before his definitive departure, David makes his first communion together with his brother Antonio. It is perhaps the first mass in which the child participates entirely in his life. But despite this, he is confident, knows what to do and behaves as if he had always participated in mass. During the recitation of the Our Father, his mother sees him move his lips and hears him pray alone for the first time in his life. She is amazed and wonders who could have taught him those prayers. David then has no doubts in describing that the holy mass takes place in the presence of the angels around the altar, of the Madonna, and of Jesus himself present in the Eucharist. One evening, the child gathers his whole family, including his uncles and cousins, and drags them all to church in the parish of St. Michael the Archangel. Despite him not being able to move because of the pain, he is carried near the altar, where the Blessed Sacrament was exposed, and insists that his family members go to the front with him, gathering them all next to Jesus. It is the Feast of Corpus Domini. A few days later, on June the 22nd, 2021, David reaches paradise dressed in an outfit he chose like that of Beauty and the Beast, and with the colors of the little angels, white and silver. And before ascending to his forever home, he says aloud, "They are all here, the angels, the lady, Jesus, they have come to get me." The little angel was only 8 years old. And this, my brothers and sisters, is the story of David Fiorillo and Our Lady of the Angels.